For a lot of us, stone skipping is a casual diversion that we try out anytime we find some nice flat stones near a body of water. But for some people, stone skipping is a passion, a lifelong search for the perfect stones, and refining of technique to achieve 50 or 60 skips across the surface of the water. Vermont Public's Howard Weiss-Tisman checked out a stone skipping competition in Bennington recently, and he has this report.
Welcome back, everybody. We are going to get started soon, so if everyone would sort of step out of the water, clear the beach a little bit.
When Benjamin Omer released his prize-winning toss at the 10th annual Lake Perrin Stone Skipping Competition in North Bennington, he knew it was a good throw.
Judges, are you ready? Okay, judges are ready. Nicely done. Nicely done.
Ben, who is six, got his stone to skip 22 times across the surface of the lake, enough to take first prize in his age group.
I started to see it starting skipping, and I was like, that's going to be a lot. It was the most I ever got in a competition.
Whoa.
Ben traveled out here to Lake Perrin with his family from their home in northwestern Pennsylvania to take part in the competition, one of only a handful of organized stone skipping events in the country. His father, Dave Omer, who's won five first place prizes at the Franklin, Pennsylvania Championship, says stone skipping has become a way to explore new places with his family, teach and learn new skills, and get his four boys to work together and not fight, even if it's just for a few hours.
Core part of our family, man. I've been doing it for as long as, since before I was a father, I've been going to competitions, so all my kids kind of grew up. All of our little family getaways on the weekends were, you know, throwing rocks.
Beautiful. Well done, Rudy. Well done.
Lake Perrin is a dammed reservoir in the southwestern corner of Vermont. There's a public beach and day camps during the summer, a fundraising Perrin Plunge in February, and year-round environmental walks and activities. Alyssa Del Tufo is chair of Perrin Recreations, the nonprofit organization that manages the lake.
Perrin is a really important resource in this community. We are a very welcoming place for the whole community, and we also are environmental stewards for, you know, a part of our environment that's under a lot of stress right now with everything from the weeds and flooding to more heat and, you know, just everything that people are dealing with all over the state.
She says the stone skipping competition doesn't really bring in too much money. Admission is free, and the adult stone skippers only pay $10 to register. But on this day, when more than 100 people came out to watch, and stone skippers from across the country and Canada drove over to Bennington County for a chance to win a bag of fudge, Del Tufo says the day's been a success.
We are always looking for more attention from the folks up in Montpelier because being down in this southern corner of the state, we often don't get the attention that we think we should be getting. So we really are interested in, you know, bringing as many people here as we can to enjoy the beauty of this place.
There are only three other stone skipping competitions in the country, according to Del Tufo. And the event here at Lake Perrin is divided between age groups and skill levels. Three judges sit up on park benches looking over the lake, doing their best to count how many times the stone skims across the surface.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, okay. So I would add 2 and that would be 12. Yep, 9 and 6. Okay, so the high number was 9.
9 with Lily. Yeah.
There are no real rules, except the stones have to be natural and unaltered. No shaving or smoothing.
High of 33. That's our highest so far. Good job, Duke. So I have chicken foot, then I need the rock hound, the wizard, and panda.
Stone skipping is fun because it's magic. The stone is supposed to sink, and it just floats on top of the surface of the water.
Ezra Feldman lives in Bennington. He's been skipping stones for as long as he can remember, but never in a competition. That is, until today.
It's amazing. You start thinking about how it works and why it spins the way it, and why it skips better when it spins and what kind of edges you should have and whether a round stone is better than a kind of square stone. And if you have a stone with a little bit of a dome and a flat edge, like which one is better to skip on? And I'm in the amateurs because I don't know, but it's fun.
In between the various levels of competitions, everyone makes their way down to the lake to practice, compare stones, and talk strategy.
This is actually not a good stone at all. Really, but if I had to throw it, you'd almost have to throw it, like that side. Just because,
this is the third year Arlo Kent has come down with his family to Lake Perrin from their home in Stowe. Arlo is 13, and he's competing at the professional level this year, after scoring really well at last year's competition. He says he's been watching the pros and learning what he can while developing his own style.
I'm really trying to just refine my technique. I'm testing out all the different ways to throw it. I'm working on the angle of the rock itself and also the angle that you throw it at. And I'm also learning from a few pros, their techniques. Yeah, it's just a fun competition. Everyone here is very friendly. And, you know, I like to see how many skips I can get.
Arlo went head-to-head with some of the best stone skippers in the country, and he didn't make it out of the first round. But he says he'll keep skipping stones on the little river, which runs through his town, and he'll be back next year.
So, the Vermonster, whenever you're ready.
For Vermont Public, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in North Bennington.
Your high there was 34.